We pray that we may grow up into you in all things in our lives. We pray that you build us up together.
Die Gemeinde wird im Neuen Testament durch
in the New Testament
Bilder und Bezeichnungen charakterisiert.
The church is characterized through different pictures depending on what the focus is on. The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
Die Geschwister gesagt haben, die Braut Christi.
The church is also the bride of Christ. It's focused on the love.
Die Herde seiner Weide.
But the church is also the flock.
Das ist doch mehr für die Kinder. Nein.
Maybe you think, well, this is more for the children. No, we are his flock.
Wir müssen geweidet werden.
We have to be nourished.
Von seiner Weide.
From the Lord's pasture.
Der Welt.
Not the pasture of the world, but the pasture of the Lord.
Wird auch bezeichnet als das
and the
Haus
church
Gottes.
Is also called the house of God. This is very
als
great.
Salomo
when Solomon finished the building of the temple, the Lord says, or Solomon says, the heavens cannot grasp you. How much less this house that I built. But still, when all the priests and Levites, when they came to, to anoint this temple, and when they started their songs of praise, there were 120 priests and Levites.
Da erfüllte die Herrlichkeit das Haus.
Then the glory of God
Gott
filled this temple.
Dort wohnen.
God wanted to dwell in this temple. Although the heavens cannot grasp him, he's so great.
Ich kann Gott nicht erfassen.
Ich
stehe da vor einem Rätsel.
I cannot grasp the Lord. I think
will in seinem Haus wohnen.
This God wants to dwell in his house.
Aber nachdem Jesus Christus gestorben,
in the Old Testament, this was the temple. But after Jesus came and died and resurrected, now the church is his house.
Gott selbst wohnen.
God wants to dwell in the church. He wants to walk among us. He looks at us. He listens to us. When we come together here, we don't just come together. We come together with the Lord.
Der alles geschaffen hat.
We come together with the God who created everything.
Und genau wie im Alten Testament,
like in the Old Testament, the church is for his glory. When we had prayer meeting on Tuesday, one sister was praying, I say it with my own words, she was praying, Lord, work that every member takes his part in the church. Amen. I was happy about this prayer. Every member has got a function, and we should use this function for God's glory. It's not just that we have a nice church life and everybody feels good here. No, it is for God's glory. God wants to be happy about
und
the church.
Dafür kommen wir zusammen.
We come together for this.
Noch
and this morning we want to have fellowship
Christi.
Again about the body of Christ. I have three or four points that I want to focus on.
Von Gottes Seite aus. Wir schauen mal von Gottes Seite aus.
First we'll look from God's point of view.
Also erstens, Gott hat seinen Christus als Haupt über alles der Gemeinde
God gave his son to the church as the head of all things. That's a
Gott
wonderful
hat ihn zum Haupt
impression.
Der Gemeinde gemacht, sondern ihm als Haupt gegeben.
It does not say God made him to be head, but he gave him as head to the church.
Christus, der auserwählte Gottes.
This wonderful Christ, who's almighty, who can do all things,
der ist der Gemeinde
He has been given to the church.
Und auf unserer Seite braucht das Glauben.
And on our side,
Glauben.
It needs faith.
Ja.
I need faith. The Bible tells us,
ein Mann brachte seinen Sohn zu den Jüngern des Herrn.
About a man who brought his son to the Lord's disciples and asked them to heal his son, and they couldn't do it.
Das hat dem Mann Probleme gemacht.
And this was hard on the man. And then the Lord came, and everybody went to the Lord.
Worüber diskutiert ihr?
And he asked them, what are you talking about?
Dieser Mann sagt zum Herrn,
and the man says to the Lord,
zu dir gebracht, und deine Jünger können ihn nicht heilen.
I brought my son to your disciples, and they could not heal him.
Wenn du etwas kannst, habe Erbarmen und hilf uns.
And then he tells the Lord, if you can do something, have mercy and help us.
Dem Glaubenden ist alles möglich.
The Lord says, if I can, he who believes, all things are possible to him.
Mann, ich habe ein Problem.
And then this man saw that he has got a problem.
Schrie zum Herrn, ich glaube, hilf meinem Unglauben.
And he called to the Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. This was good.
Viele nehmen Anstoß, ja. Das ist eine Wahrheit. Da kam ein junger reicher Mann.
There was also one rich young man, and the Lord told him to do something, and he couldn't do it, and then he went away. Why did he not call to the Lord? If we have a problem, we have to call to the Lord, cry out to him. If we have problems in the church, we have to go to the Lord. Don't try to solve the problem by yourself. We have this Christ.
Der alles kann,
this
ist der
Christ who can do all things, he's been giving to the church.
Gott will das so.
And God wants it this way.
Vorwärts kommen.
God wants that we, in all things, we come forward to the Lord.
Sagen, wenn,
concerning this, I want to say,
Vater Söhne hat,
if a father has got sons, and the sons have problems, and they go some other place, the father is really, he's hurt. My son goes somewhere else and I'm here. God thinks the same way. He thinks, I'm here. Why does he go other way? Why does he look for help there and there and there? And why does he not come to me?
Ja, es gab einen König, ja. Ich las die letzte Zeit Chroniker.
The last time I was reading in Chronicles, there was one king who trusted in the Lord when he was young. And he was defeating a great power with the Lord. But when he became old, he was different. And an enemy came. And then he tried and managed other things.
He
gave gold to another king and says, oh, I need your help, I need your help. And this worked. But then the prophet comes to him and asks him, what did you do there? When you were young, you had the victory and now you go to Damascus. And then the prophet says, the eyes of the Lord go over the whole earth to stand fast with or stand faithfully to, with those who look on him. We need relationships to each other. But we are following the Lord. We have been called to have a relationship with the Lord.
Und ja, mit Hauptsein, da gehört ein Wort dazu, das ist nicht so einfach. Gehorsam.
And if we talk about the head, there is something else we have to talk about, that's obedience. That's not easy. I've got my problems with it too. Some things I can be obedient and others I cannot. And I tell the Lord, Lord, I cannot. I know it's not right, but I cannot.
Aber Paulus benutzt im Epheser einen sehr sanften Ausdruck.
In Ephesians, Paul uses a very nice word. He says we should grow up into the head.
Also er kommt nicht mit der Rute.
Paul does not come with a rod. But he says we should grow. Growing means that it's a process, day by day. Tomorrow a little more than today. Next month more than this month. We should grow into the head. It means day by day we learn, we get to know the Lord more. We are more one with Him. This is a joy. It's not an obedience like in the military, but it's a joy. It's a joy to be obedient to the Lord. When we see the world, it's really bad in the world. The people, they go into their own troubles, but the Lord saves us. He's taking care of us, that we are saved, body, soul, and spirit. But for this, we need fellowship with the head. We have to take time. Sometimes we have to let go of other things and say, Lord, now I want to touch you. If we say that, the Lord really rewards it.
Then, zweitens, God hat den Leib.
And the second point, God put the body together.
Das ist wunderbar.
And this is wonderful.
Gott hat die Glieder gesetzt,
God set the members
wollte,
as He wanted it.
Wir wollen,
not how we want it, but how He wants
und das heißt, mit seiner
and
Weisheit,
this means He put the members there with His wisdom.
Was wir gebetet haben, mit seiner Liebe,
and He put them there with
hat
His love.
Glieder untereinander gesetzt.
In love He put the members.
Für unser Gutes.
For our good.
Gott hat nur gute Gedanken.
God only has good thoughts over us.
Wir haben gestern bei den Brüdern,
yesterday with the brothers,
ernsthaft gebetet,
we were praying earnestly,
Jüngere und Ältere zusammen vorangehen,
that young people and older ones
sind für sich,
will go on together. Not that the young people are kept for themselves and the old are kept for themselves.
Ja, das will Gott nicht.
God does not want this.
Ich wage zu sagen, Gott hasst das.
I would even say He hates that. If the young people are talking against the old ones and the old ones against the young ones, God wants unity. His Christ died on the cross so that the children of God are being built up together in unity.
Ich habe Probleme mit dem und ich gehe jetzt diesen Weg. Das will Gott nicht.
God does not want each one of us to be for himself, and if I have problems with you, I go somewhere else. No, God wants to build us up together. The head builds up together, joins together. We can be sure if somebody wants to separate himself, it's not from God. It comes from the flesh. Jesus brings together. That's His character, His work. He died for this. It's His desire that the church is one. We are different, but we go on in unity. There are different services, but it's one body. It's one impression. It's one. We go on in one direction.
Ich möchte zu dieser Sache eine kleine Geschichte erzählen.
Concerning this, I want to tell a short story.
Dass Jüngere und Ältere zusammen vorangehen sollen.
Young people and old people have to go on with each other. It's something that happened. I was very young, and it was over 25 years ago. I was still young. I'm a little sad that I'm not young anymore. When I was very young, I had a very big problem. And I realized, oh, Satan is there. He's tempting me. And he arranged this problem. It was also my own mistake. But if we are weak, Satan also comes in it and uses it. And I realized that it's hard for me. My faith is in trouble and also my being in the church. And I knew that only the Lord can save me. And I cried out unto Him. I cried out unto Him and said, Lord, let me stay in the church. And I also did a couple other things. I started to memorize Psalms because I was very desperate. And I said the Psalms out loud to me. And when I had some bitterness in my heart after work, then I repeated a psalm in the evening, and then life came back unto me. But in this whole situation, nothing really changed in the beginning. But I knew an older sister. She's not here today, so I can say it. And one day after the meeting, this sister asked me, how are you? And I told her the truth. I've got this and this problem. And I feel very bad right now. And this sister did not give me a sermon. She did not rebuke me. She only said a few words about the Lord. And these words touched me deeply.
Und ich habe gemerkt, wenn sie redet,
and I realized, when she talks, I have faith again. She only said something about the Lord. But by speaking, I realized, Lord, I can trust in you again. This was my problem. I could not trust in the Lord anymore.
Habe ich gemerkt, ja, Herr, ich kann dir wieder glauben.
I realized, Lord, I can trust in you again.
Aber in mir hat sich was geändert.
The situation did not change, but in me something changed. I could trust the Lord again.
Beten mit Hoffnung.
I could pray with
so
hope.
Gut, Geschwister, Hoffnung zu haben.
It is so good to have hope.
Seid ihr nicht froh, ihr habt Hoffnung?
Are you not joyful that you have hope?
Der Gott der Hoffnung.
A few
das
weeks ago we enjoyed the verse that we have the God of hope. That's wonderful.
Ja, das Problem hat sich dann irgendwann gegeben.
My problem got solved after a while. But what I want to say is this is the body.
Der Leib ist zuallererst da.
The body is there in the first place that we gain the Lord.
Der Herr ist sehr barmherzig mit uns.
The Lord is very merciful with us. Maybe he gives you a friend or a partner. The Lord gives us many things in the church. But in the first place, it is the church is there that we establish a relationship with the Lord that is deep and intimate. This is only in his body. You cannot do that by yourself. He who goes his way alone, you cannot experience this depth in the Lord. The Lord wants to have a very deep relationship with his bride. He does not want something that is superficial. The Lord wants a relationship where we love him, that you don't have to think long, but you just tell the Lord, Lord, I love you. I'm happy that you're here.
Glücklich der Knecht,
he says,
der den Herrn sofort empfängt, wenn er kommt.
Happy is the servant who opens the door when the Lord comes right away.
Was machst du?
When the Lord comes unexpectedly, what do you do?
Wenn du voll beschäftigt bist in deiner
if you are very busy in your work and then the Lord comes, what do you do? Oh Lord, no, I have to get this done first. Lord, I'm so busy right now, I cannot. I don't have time for you right now. The Lord wants us to come to him every time, all the time. that we can say, Lord, I love you so much. You are wonderful. I will go with you now. The Lord called the disciples, follow me. And they left everything behind. They left their ships, their father, their mother. And they went with the Lord. This is what the Lord desires with us too. That's his desire.
Gut, dann komme ich zum dritten Punkt.
My third point. I talk about this now.
Ja, nehmt's mir nicht übel. Das ist so lange die Dienste.
It's about the services. They are very important.
Mein Leib muss mir dienen.
My body has to serve me.
Wenn ich zur Arbeit gehe,
when I go to work, my hands have to serve me. They are not there for themselves. They are not there to please themselves. I don't like that. They have to do something. And they have to do what I want to do. And it's the same with the body of Christ. The body is there that we serve the Lord.
Sogar mit Freude.
With joy.
Dient dem Herrn mit Freude.
Serve the Lord with joy.
Und was ich hier zunächst einmal betonen möchte,
and what I want
Dienste
to
sind verschieden.
Put a focus on
das
here is that the services are different.
Es ist nicht alles ein Dienst.
Not das everything is one service.
Die Bibel, das gibt's nicht.
It's not
in
what
Korinth
the Bible says.
Gab es einen Dienst, der war furchtbar wichtig.
In Corinth there was one service that was very important. And this almost separated the church.
It was
the speaking in tongues.
It
was so important to them. They thought if somebody speaks in tongues, then he's really spiritual. And then all things started with separation, and some could speak in tongues and others could not. And Paul had to address this problem. He told them, this is not okay. In the church, God gives different services, different ministries. And I want to read in Luke chapter 16, verse 10.
Da sagt der Herr,
he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. The Lord is so different than we are.
Es liegt in uns Menschen drin. Wir sind alle so von Natur.
It's our nature that we look for the big things. Every man wants to be something. You know that I'm working at the university. All the students, they study to get a high position. But Jesus is really focused on the least. The Lord loves the least. He is looking out for the least. In the church we have different services, but the Lord looks for the least. Maybe the Lord gives you something to do, which no one else sees. You don't get a reward, you don't get things. But God wants to see that we are faithful in the least.
Platzanweise. Das war unwichtig.
If you're appointing the seats to the brothers and sisters, it's not unimportant. If God gives you this service, then that's important that you serve Him faithfully.
Ich bin ganz froh.
The Regie,
the
people here who they're taking care of the microphones, the older people there that are sitting in the back, they have to be able to hear what we talk about here now. Or this serving with the children, this is very important. The brothers who serve are the Lord's people, they have an important service. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. So I want to talk about another service, is the service of prayer. God is seeking that we are faithful in prayer. This is not easy. If we realize somebody has got a problem, we start to pray immediately. But can you pray for somebody for 1 year, 2 years long? Will you be faithful? I read a book of Watchman Nee. He was preaching the gospel everywhere. And he was just talking. He did not care what the people said. And then he asked a missionary, I'm preaching the gospel, but nobody accepts the Lord. And the missionary, it was a lady, asked him, how do you do it? Well, I just start talking to them. Then the missionary told him, you have to solve everything that is between you and God. And tell God, give me an impression, whom should I bring to the Lord? And write their names in a little booklet and pray for them daily. And this is what Watchman Nee did. He wrote down 60 or 70 names. And he said sometimes it was not so easy. Sometimes he did not know what to pray for. But he prayed for them daily. And then he also started praying for his students. And nothing happened. And he went to the missionary again and asked her what to do. And she said, well, it does not matter. Continue to pray for the students in your class. And after a while, after many years, almost all the people on his list, the names that he wrote down, got saved. God is happy if we are faithful in the least.
Dann möchte ich noch mal erwähnen, dass die Dienste eigentlich im Römerbrief, was wir gelesen haben.
What we read in Romans about the services.
In diesen gibt es keine Rangordnung.
There is no order in these dienstes, in these services. They stand next to each other.
Der steht nicht am Anfang.
There is a service for those who lead, but it's not the first thing that is mentioned. First, there is prophecies and giving. Somebody thinks to give, to pass on things, it's not spiritual. But it is. It is God's character. God loves to give. God
gives sogar.
God even gives to those who are not thankful. God loves to give to the people many things. Here in Germany, we cannot complain. Everything we have, we get from the Lord. Everything we have to be aware of this comes from God. And that's why God wants us to give willingly. Also, if you read the New Testament, that the more richer people should give to the one who don't have much. The churches who have a lot, they give and pass on to other churches.
Und in Mazedonien war Philippi und Thessalonich. Und hat geschrieben, die Gemeinden Mazedonien, denen ist solch eine Gnade gegeben.
Paul was writing about the churches in Macedonia that even if that they had, they don't have much, but they still passed on to the other churches.
Dem es gut geht. Die Geschwister waren sicher sehr arm. Ich bin sicher.
The brothers and sisters there were very poor, but they had this desire to pass on for they wanted to pass on for Jerusalem.
Dann auch das Dienen durch Leiten. Also wenn ein Bruder
and it's all about the leading. If a brother has the grace to lead, then let him lead. That's good. Not to be something, but through grace. The Lord gives grace in His church. Also, the service of mercy is very necessary. It's not just what we talk, it's our life. Our talking has to fit to what we live. God is merciful, that's His character. And to be merciful, it's not so easy. Those who receive mercy, sometimes they are not in such a good mood. They are not so thankful. In the end, I want to read one verse. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
Sagt der Herr, kommt her zu mir alle, die ihr euch abmüht und beladen seid.
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
So werdet ihr Ruhe finden für eure Seelen.